You are listening to Science for Care Season 2. I'm Anka Petra, and this show unveils the stories behind some of the most important scientific and medical breakthroughs of our time. Episode 6, No Stranger Things Than Remote Patient Monitoring. The dawn of remote patient monitoring, or RPM, is reminiscent of an era where doctors would make house calls, carrying a black leather bag brimming with medical tools. Yet, in today's digital age, the black bag is replaced by state-of-the-art software, and the house call is a simple click away. But what exactly is RPM? Remote patient monitoring is a healthcare delivery method that uses technology to monitor patient health outside of traditional healthcare settings. It often refers to the use of a specific set of technologies to collect patient data in one location and electronically transmit it to healthcare providers in a different location for assessment and recommendations. The birth of RPM is a fascinating story, quite literally out of this world. Its origins can be traced back to the late 1960s and the ambitious efforts of the NASA in the United States. During the era of space exploration, the health of astronauts was a major concern. Once the astronauts were in space, traditional monitoring was no longer possible. To address this, NASA pioneered the concept of RPM, using sophisticated technology to collect and transmit the astronauts' physiological data back to Earth for real-time analysis. In the 1970s, the concept of RPM caught the attention of healthcare professionals on Earth. Recognizing the potential for such technology to transform healthcare delivery, particularly for patients with chronic diseases, they repurposed RPM for terrestrial use. The advent of the internet in the 1990s took RPM to new heights, making it easier to collect, transmit, and analyze patient data. Today, RPM is a cornerstone of modern healthcare. It offers a proactive approach to patient health management, particularly for patients with chronic conditions such as heart disease, diabetes, and of course, cancer. Not only that, but patients are also empowered to take an active role in their own care by tracking their health. To better understand the impact of RPM in the field of oncology, I am pleased to welcome to today's episode Paul-Louis Beltante, Chief Medical and Compliance Officer at Resilience Care.
The COVID was a game changer for the remote patient monitoring because from one day to another, the patients were not allowed to come to the healthcare facilities. And on the market, there was a hurry in March 2020 to understand how can we take care of the patients while they are far away from the healthcare facilities for patients that were not allowed, again, to come to visits. And that was the moment, that was the key moment for remote patient monitoring in France, where all the care teams understand that the remote patient monitoring allows to take care of the patient while far away from the healthcare facilities.
Cancer, the leading cause of mortality worldwide, and a major long-term illness, requires continued monitoring and care. During the pandemic, RPM became a beacon of hope, connecting patients with their doctors despite the challenges of lockdowns and social distancing.
In the field of oncology, there were several studies, international and French studies, that proved that remote patient monitoring improved the health of the patient. Some studies proved that it improved the overall survival of each patient that is monitored. Meaning that if you take two cohorts of patients, one that is being monitored and the other is not monitored, you can improve more than 20% the overall survival of the patients that are monitored. So it's quite impressive. And it also allows the patients to be better treated, meaning that they will receive more medication. You will reduce the numbers of days of hospitalization. You will reduce the numbers of ER visits. So the benefits of the remote patient monitoring in oncology are quite impressive. And not to mention that it has been proved that this RPM improved the quality of life of the patients.
The startup Resilience and its app serves as a tool for health professionals to gather real-time data, identify individual patient challenges, and enable a highly personalized care approach. However, despite its revolutionary impact on healthcare, RPM does face its share of turbulence, particularly in Europe, where the business model for such services is still evolving. The main challenge comes down to the most cardinal aspect of any healthcare service: funding and reimbursement.
I think that 2023, and especially in France, is the year one, because we'll have access to the reimbursement from the Social Security in France. It has been voted. The law is now has been voted. That is to say that the solutions of remote patient monitoring in oncology that will succeed to submit a file to the HAS could be reimbursed, both for their solution, but also the practitioners that will use a solution will be paid to use this solution and to prescribe remote patient monitoring for their patient. It's very game changer because the French authorities have understand that remote patient monitoring has strong benefits both for the patient and for the healthcare system.
In many European countries, social security systems reimburse RPM services with programs such as DiGA in Germany and PECON in France. But these often fall short of covering the costs and ensuring equal access to all patients. Moreover, the lack of uniformity in market access policies can make it difficult for RPM companies to strategize and scale across borders. So there you have it. From the daring heights of space to the comfort of your living room, RPM has come a long way. Just as the Beatles revolutionized music and Game of Thrones redefined television, RPM has Breaking Bad its way into the healthcare industry, becoming an integral part of patient care. In the face of a battle as formidable as cancer, the implementation of RPM is akin to a digital revolution, offering empowerment, care, and resilience quite literally. It's the ultimate doctor's house call, without even having to open your front door. Science for Care is a podcast by Health Tech for Care, a non-profit organization designed to support and promote access to care for all. If you enjoy our show, please mention it to your friends, family, and coworkers, and leave ratings and reviews on your favorite listening platform. And don't forget to listen to Season 1 for more incredible scientific breakthroughs.